It is leadership at all levels with Gail Lowney-Olofsson, our host. She's the Director of Corporate Partnerships and Community Relations for the Newport International Boat Show, a division of Newport Restaurant Group, where her career has focused on building decades of corporate partnerships through leadership, gratitude, and positivity. As an adjunct professor at University of Rhode Island, Salve Regina University, and Western Connecticut State University, Gail appreciates the opportunity to share business acumen and optimistic views on life. She is the author of Your Someday Is Now, What Are You Waiting For? 100% of the book sales benefit nonprofit organizations, and to date, over $50,000 has been donated to nonprofit organizations. And Gail, it is that time again.
It is. And Bruce, we are 4 days away from the start of class.
Whoa.
Classes. 4 days.
Now that is where?
Oh, University of Rhode Island.
At the University of Rhode Island.
Salve, I'll start in October, and then WestCon, I'll start in October.
Excellent.
But I'll tell you, I am jumping out of my seat to get into that classroom because I absolutely love those students.
Yes.
And we will have a lot of them working in a week, drum roll, at the Newport International Boat Show.
Yes, it's that time of year too.
So that's, and we have two of our sponsors here today the boat show, and I don't even like saying sponsors. They are our sponsors, but they're indeed our friends.
Right.
Our friends, I mean, gosh, Siobhan Kitzman Hanigan, I've known for 12 years.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a long time. That's almost half your life.
Not quite.
I'm teasing you. I look at you and I see youth and I see promise, and I know how talented you are, but so gracious about it, so humble about it. Like you are graceful and you have a lot of humility. And then my new friend of a year now, Oscar Joaquin. And I always want to say Oscar Joaquin, but it's with an N.
If with an N, it would be the Joaquin, correct. And then the N is Joaquin. So you did well.
So, and Oscar is the president of Ocean Point Marine Lending. And you are our title sponsorship. It's a division of Bank Newport, and it's the Newport International Boat Show presented by Bank Newport. But Ocean Point Marine Lending, you are everywhere.
We are. So being that I'm new to the company, started in January, it's going to be my first time attending the show from that side of the fence, right? I've been to the show before quite a few times over the years, but never on this side of it, so I'm looking forward to it.
What have you enjoyed in the past when you've come to the show?
Just looking at all the different boats. I mean, it's incredible, the new boats that are out there every year. They seem to get better, faster, sleeker. So I just enjoy that, talking to people, right? Just walking around, talking, asking about the boats, things like that. So looking forward to kind of flipping to the other side and getting to talk to customers.
And you started at Bank Newport.
January.
It was just January?
It was.
So I feel like it was fall that we met. It was January.
Yes. So late January is when I started. I think we met shortly after, so probably early February. But yeah, 7 months in, and it's going by quick.
It has. Do you remember time, Siobhan, without Oscar there?
No, I don't.
Okay. Little on the hot seat question, but you know, you left a very storied career at Citizens Bank, and those are our friends too, Kathy O'Donnell and the team there.
Know them well.
But what attracted you to Bank Newport?
Yeah, so I've spent all of my career on the auto side, on the auto portfolio. Was at Shawmut Bank for a little while, went over to Ford Motor Credit, short time as well, and then spent 26 years at Citizens, all in the auto portfolio. Okay. And saw that start from a small portfolio and watched it and helped it grow all the way to where it was. So I would say, you get to a point in your career, you've done something for a long time, while all is good, sometimes you embrace change, right?
Yes.
Something of a little bit of change. So I would say sometime in September, I got a phone call from a few folks that I know well, that used to work at Citizens, at Bank Newport, and talking about this opportunity that came up and wanted to talk to me about it. Thought it might have been a good fit. So I would say after quite a few interviews and conversations with the whole team there and Jack and the executive team, I decided to make the move and come over and do marine lending.
Which you are now, like, the superior level of service that Ocean Point Marine Lending lens that gives to their clients has now been amplified with you there. I just know that.
Yeah, so I
would... You care about people so much and your clients.
We do.
I have no reason to say this. I don't have a boat that you want to insure. Ours is really, really little. But what is it? What, you really like people?
I do. And I'm going to say we do.
Yes,
at
we.
We definitely do. And again, no matter what business you're in, again, just coming from the auto space or any other business, it's all about the customer.
Yes.
Right? So one of the things that when I came over and one of the things we talked about is taking what we do today nationally. So we've started that journey. I give hats off to Siobhan and team. As when I came on board, I would say we're probably 90-95% into being digitized, right? Siobhan led, along with other team members, transforming what was done very manually, very paper intensive, into more of a digital experience for not only the customers, but also the employees. So we continue on that journey. A lot more work to be done. But yeah, it's all about the service, because without providing that to the customer, you're just not going to compete.
I am going to jump in here before we ask Siobhan more about her role in the digitizing, to just mention that when you walk into Bank Newport, and I'm sure it was the same for you, you feel welcome. I always shout out to Evan Rose. I know he's not Washington Square anymore, but he just has been so helpful. So I know there's others. I know there's a lot of Evan Roses out there. But what is it? You really are all in.
We are. And it's funny you mention Evan, because when I first, day one, I've actually moved my office since then. It was right next to Evan's. So I got to know him well. Just a super, super person. But yeah, I mean, through the interview process and then starting, I just felt it was a great culture, right? It's a smaller bank that really wants to do the right thing in the community for its customers. And I, you know, it's something I've always felt good about as well. And so it was a perfect fit.
Yeah. You really are all in, all of you. And Siobhan, we're going to hear about digitizing after we go to break. But before break, what was your path to Bank Newport?
My enthusiasm really started with Jack. I interviewed with him. He talked about, you know, the digitalization of the bank, but it's keeping that personal touch as well. And I think that's just a really interesting way to approach, you know, banking in general these days. Everyone's, you know, talking about moving to ATMs and having, you know, you're not being able to connect directly with somebody in particular. So I think the bank does a really great job balancing that. And I think that in addition to just the bank's culture, the people are amazing. So that was really what drew me to the bank.
And that culture team is led by, again, another drum roll, Wendy Kagan.
Yes.
There's very few companies that have a direct, like vice president, I got to be careful here, that oversees marketing and HR. Mm-hmm. That's no small feat. So I know that Wendy, you were talking earlier to me, alerted you about the job.
Yes, yeah. It was this amazing opportunity that sort of combines different skill sets from my past, and it really turned out to be a great fit. And she sold me on the job, and
yes,
very
she
happy
did.
To be here.
So we will go to a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk more with our friends from Ocean Point Marine Lending.
And this is Leadership at All Levels. Gail.
We are sitting here today, and Bruce, I love how you made me aware, just virtual drum rolls. I'm not even saying it right.
Well, it's the big boardroom table here at Innovate Newport.
I know. I'm going to hurt people's ears.
It just sounds like someone's taking giant steps. Theater of the mind and all.
And I have a big smile on my face today because I'm here with two really positive people who want the best for their customers, the best for people in their lives. And that makes me happy. Like, I was talking this morning with a group about how you need to surround yourself with people who feel like the sunrise. And you both do. You know, you just feel good when I'm around you. You want the best. So Oscar Joaquin is the president of Ocean Point Marine Lending, a division of Bank Newport, and Siobhan Kitz Van Hanegem is their director of marketing and product strategy. And Siobhan, we were talking earlier, this is a big title. If I had this title, I'd probably have it on a business card and pass it out to everyone on the plane with an attitude. I mean, director of marine product and strategy, you graduated from Yale.
Yes.
Your degree was classics?
Yeah, Latin and ancient Greek.
I know, Agricola, Agricola, Agricolo. I don't know if that counts. I remember that. And When I met you years ago, I remember you and Hendrik, your husband, would be playing. You'd play the flute, he'd play the piano, George Winston. Do you still do that?
Sometimes. When he can twist my arm into playing, I'll play with him. But right. He still plays all the time.
I'm going to text you and say, can I come over for one song? It's so joyful. But you launch with this major, and then you went to Booth.
Yes. Yeah, I did a couple years at M&T Bank. I worked in their private wealth management group and then went back to business school. I thought, maybe I should learn some finance and accounting and sustained banking. And so spent 2 years at Booth in Chicago and then ended up back in Rhode Island. So,
in banking, when you were at Yale, did they recruit you or how did you find banking?
Banking was something that, was kind of always around. My dad is a banker, and, I remember being, going to take your daughter to work day. I'd go to the bank with him, and I got to see the branch and, see how the deposits work, go in the vault in the back, and, it's a really just great memory growing up. And so it's always something that was kind of a possibility for me, and he really encouraged me that to check it out, something that I'd be able to sort of lend some of my skill set to, it's worked out to this day. So,
and then you get married, you move to Newport, mm-hmm. and this amazing opportunity. I mean, that you're an entrepreneur in this opportunity. You did you work with Larry Regan at first?
Yes, I work closely with Larry. I've been at the bank about a year and a half now, and I think that's really what attracted me to this role was that, it's a growing business, the bank. It's a strategic focus for the bank, and they really provide all the resources and the people needed to, complete the goals that we have in mind. So it really is kind of like building a business from the ground up as an entrepreneur.
Yeah. And Larry I met years ago at the boat show when he was with a different company that I guess became Oceanport Marine Lending.
Correct.
And before Bank Newport. And he is, again, a sunrise person. He's so nice to be around. All right, I'm going to ask you about how do you go into, and this is, I'm curious about this, and I want you, when you come back to class, which you wowed the students, okay, I'm just going to say this is sincere, the girls all wanted to be you, and the boys wanted to date you. Uh-oh, we better make sure Hendrik's not listening. Because you just stole the show, again, with your grace and your humility and your self-deprecating humor. You are funny at some, in your beautiful presentations. But here's the thing. You start at Bank Newport. Then you went to Ocean Point Marine Lending. How did this all transpire?
I started at Ocean Point Marine Lending from the beginning.
Okay.
And I remember when Wendy was telling me about this role at the beginning, she said, every day is going to be different. Like, I can't tell you what this job is going to look like in a month or 6 months down the line. And to me, that was really exciting about it. I love the variety in my day-to-day role and being able to do so many different things. And I think that's just something that I've always had, growing up, is that, you kind of do whatever it takes to get the job done. Whether it's, building furniture for the Newport Boat Show.
I know.
Or whether it's, picking up a U-Haul to get that furniture downtown, or, staying late to try to, finish our digitalization project. So I feel very fortunate that I found myself in a role that allows me to do so many different things.
Well, how do you even learn to do digitalization? Am I even saying it right?
my background's in product management. So really just owning, our product strategy, figuring out, how do we put in enhancements that'll make the team more efficient? How do we bring that digital experience to our customers in terms of, the online application? How do we make closing easier? So how can we leverage technology to really allow our customers to have that best experience where they don't have to, get a package from UPS and sign their loan paperwork and mail it back to us? So that's the goal. We're definitely on our way there, a little bit more to go, but making progress.
And when you and Oscar walked in, I'll bring back to Oscar now. It's so nice to have both of you here. I feel like we're having a nice cup of coffee.
Yes.
Decaf for me, that's for sure. I had a client tell me the other day that I make coffee nervous. I don't know if that was a good thing or bad.
I never heard it either,
but I'm thinking I could make a t-shirt. I make coffee nervous. Oscar, you're both so present. Like when we're in meetings or... This is a big gift when you're also, like, do you sit directly with clients? Do you personally sit with clients?
Not often, and not necessarily, but yeah. So, when I started my role, first goal was to make sure we had the infrastructure built to make sure we could support our growth.
Right.
Right. So I stayed a lot in-house, I'm going to say, to just make sure all those things were getting done, work with Javon, with Larry, with us, and just the whole team, making sure we're putting the right team together and getting the infrastructure down.
Wait, Dustin, he's another Sunrise person.
He's another one, yes.
I forgot about Dustin.
You will see him at the boat show.
I never forget here. About Dustin, but I just forgot for a minute.
He'll be here next week.
Fantastic.
But in between, I did go to my first boat show back, I believe it was March, and went to Palm Beach. That was the first boat show, so I got to kind of see how that all works. Here in Newport, got a chance to meet with a few customers. Myself, Dustin, Tim, another name, one of our sales folks, went out and visited. But yes, my ultimate goal, as we lay out the foundation, and I see that in-house we're in a good spot, is to definitely get out there more, meet with customers, whether local or far away, and just start driving the name brand, right?
Yes.
Start getting out there what we do, what we're all about, and what we're trying to accomplish.
Because it's such a competitive industry.
It is.
And you're going nationwide?
That's the goal.
How far are you now? What's your breadth now?
So right now, I'd say we're pretty much the East Coast, right? And probably more in the Northeast and even the Central part, right? Maryland, we have an office there and so forth. We do some in Florida, but we lacked the presence there, so we just hired another sales manager that's going to focus on opening that up a little bit more. I mean, let's face it, I think the latest number is about 27% of boats in this country are sold out of Florida,
yes.
So you have to be in Florida if you want to grow.
And I'm going to ask you about, you know, in your, we just know this from listening to many of your clients, but why is it that your level of service to your marina customers is superior? What do you feel sets you apart?
So, and I've heard this word a lot here.
All of you apart.
It's all about the people.
Yes.
Right? It definitely starts there. You have to have the right people that care about the customer and want to do the right thing for the customer. So I'm going to say it starts there. And then it's building out the technology, the infrastructure, to make sure that you are able to provide the customer with fast service. Right?
Yes.
When somebody comes and applies for a loan, they don't want it to be weeks and days and so forth, right? They're excited about getting this loan, about getting this boat in this case. So they want the process to hopefully, you know, flow smoothly and quickly. And that's what we can provide.
Excellent. Well, and again, with that nice, what would the right word be? Like the foundation of the Bank Newport culture.
Yes.
It's just been such an institution.
Yes. I mean, with Bank Newport, we have the backing of a bank that's been around for 200 plus years. So that's always a good selling point on our side as well.
No, it is. So both of you are leaders in your industry. And like Siobhan, you're a younger leader. You are a younger leadership. But I want to ask you a little bit, what does leadership mean to you?
That's a good question. I think, you know, in one of my business schools classes, we talked about, you know, getting things done through other people and how do you do that effectively.
Without looking like you're just delegating to do nothing.
Exactly.
Right.
So I think that's something, especially, you know, as I'm starting, you know, out in my management career, I just, you know, recently had an intern. So it's my sort of the first person I managed and, you know, thinking about how do you motivate people, you know, when you don't have that direct managerial control. And I feel like a lot of things in organizations get done, you know, through favors or asking people to help you out and helping them out in return. So I think that's something that I've been learning over the last couple of years is, you know, how do you influence people horizontally in organizations in order to, you know, help move your goals along.
And please remind me of the name of your intern.
Carter Dom.
Yes.
Yes, he was fantastic.
Yeah, well, when I was doing the training, the personal branding training at Bank Newport for the interns, Carter, I said, tell me, everyone, just shout out, what have you learned your first 2 weeks of the internship? One of them was, I've learned all these technology skills from my boss and I love her. So I'm like, okay, who's your boss? And he's like, oh, Siobhan. I'm like, oh, okay. And James Poopy loved it there. Mm-hmm. And all, like, you just had August, the best interns
yes.
this summer.
Yeah.
You always get the best ones. Okay, I'm going to ask you the same question. The show is Leadership at All Levels. What does leadership mean to you?
Yeah, so over the years, just working at a few different places, right, and having a few different bosses, mentors, whatever have you, you know, you talk a lot about the different factors, right? It's about collaboration. It's about someone who inspires. It's about trust. Yeah. It's about all those things. But I would say the biggest takeaway that I find, and I like to use, and Siobhan's a great example of this, and she touched upon this before, is leading by example, right? Not being afraid to get in there. I mean, we just mentioned that Siobhan got in there, built some furniture, is renting a U-Haul, right? Not everybody would do that. So those are the kind of things I think from a leader you want to do, you want to show, and you want to be able to commit to. I think by doing those kind of things, you show that you're engaged, you're rolling up the sleeves, and you're not asking anybody to do anything that you wouldn't do.
So I'm going to distill what you both said to. Leadership is about action.
Absolutely.
It's about action. It's about how positive and negative, like bad, there's bad leadership too. And we are going to take another short break. Thank you, Bruce.
And as Gail Olofsson says, it's leadership at all levels. Here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540. Thank you, as always, for joining us for Leadership at All Levels. And Gail Lowney Lawson, thanks you too.
Well, I sure do. We are going to continue the conversation with Oscar and Siobhan. And I just did an I don't like ums.
An
Yeah, You know, with filler
space. Oh, I see. Yes, I got you. All right.
And I think it's too late to bleep it now that I've made a big deal about it.
Well, we'll see what happens in post-production.
You know, I remember one time, Bruce, when you and I were on air, and I had guests in who were so much fun, but they really had quite the vernacular of F-words. And we had that button that we had to press. Or is it a $10,000 fine? What is the fine?
Well, you know, with inflation... I'm not sure whether you get. I mean, in today's today's kind of atmosphere, you could get a medal for it. You know,
You could,
right?
Yeah.
So, but we don't have to worry about such things because we are very
distinguished guests today.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's interesting.
Wicked
you say.
Distinguished.
Like wicked distinguished. It's great. It is what you say about just today's atmosphere because. We've all had a bad boss. We're going to talk now about leadership, and we're going to keep it positive. But there's that adage, people don't leave companies. People leave people. And I'm sure, I don't know if you were ever there. Were you ever there, Oscar, where even when you were like a kid, like young, that you had a bad boss?
I'm going to say no. I've been lucky.
Never in your life?
No, because I've been lucky enough where I haven't had a lot of bosses.
Okay.
I had one that I followed from Shawmut to Citizens.
Okay.
And we were together probably for a good 18 years, maybe even close to 20 years together. So I'm going to say no, I was lucky enough. I mean, not that they were all great, but I'm going to say I was lucky enough not to have a bad boss.
Good. You were the first person in my whole life that I ever met with that answer.
Yeah.
So
I feel lucky with that. I surely do.
Yes.
Because I hear a lot of stories.
No, I'm sure you're an excellent boss.
Well, I hope so. I try to do my best, right? I try to balance.
Yeah. So that's because Siobhan, you went from reporting directly to the president.
Yes.
To Oscar.
Yes.
So that's a transition.
It was, but I feel really fortunate that, you know, when I started at the bank, I was able to report directly to Jack and to have that support. And, you know, Wendy was also so supportive as well. I met with her weekly and, you know, not having a lot of guidance while they were searching for somebody to fill Oscar's role. It was really helpful to have this sort of high level outlook on our business and, you know, sort of help me sort of keep everything going until we got the right person on board.
And at the on the show, we referred quite a bit to Jack. It's Jack Murphy, the president, but I've never heard him called Mr. Murphy or Jack Murphy. It's like Jack, like Cher or Beyonce or Rihanna. It's just like, I think Cher might be a little dated, but I love her. But it's like one word. Oh, yeah, Jack. Oh, we know who he is. So when you look back, Oscar, on your bosses, what are some, like who, you, or it doesn't even have to be bosses. Who are some of your mentors in life?
Yeah, so I would say two. One from a personal level, I guess, would be my father.
Okay.
I saw him get up every day, go to work, no matter if he was sick or not. So I would say he instilled in me the hard work part of it. And then I would say from a work perspective, I did have a boss I mentioned earlier that I was with for approximately 18 to 20 years. And I think you mentioned that as well, people don't leave jobs, they leave people.
Right.
I believe is how you said it. Well, I'll flip that and saying when he moved from Shawmut to Citizens, I moved instantly as well, right? A little short stop in Ford, but I moved. He gave me a call and says, I want you to come and work for me. I almost said I worked for him, not for Shawmut type of thing.
Right.
So I flipped it on that by saying he was such a great mentor, a great boss, taught me a lot, was, you know, didn't just say, you know, you can do anything type of thing, right? Made sure I did my job and so forth, but I learned a lot from him. And I'm not sure if he ever realized that to the extent that he taught me a lot of things along the way. Not taught me so much in the job, but just how to manage people, how to work with people, how to collaborate, how to inspire, things like that. So I've, again, been fortunate that I've never had a bad boss, but I was also fortunate that I really had one boss over a big span of my career that really helped me.
So you've answered the next question, that lessons you learned were collaboration, inspiration, trust.
Yes.
Am I missing anything?
I would say in all that, it probably forms around team building, right?
Yes.
It's all about building a team that collaborates well and that's not afraid to get in there, get their hands dirty, roll up the sleeves, right? And I think as a leader, you want to get in there with them and help not answer everything, not answer the stuff, let them do what they need to do, but be there in the trenches as needed.
So am I going to see you next Wednesday during Stage Inn of Boat Show helping Siobhan unload furniture with your slicker on?
I already asked Siobhan, okay. When do I need to be there? So I hope so. Thank you. So I look forward to it. And I will be there through the whole show as well. So absolutely.
Yeah. And we have to bring our heli gear, our Helly Hansen gear, because there is rain projected and we're not worried about it because it's a boat show.
That's right.
This is not New York Fashion Week. So we can put our hats on to cover our hair. You don't have to worry about that, but I do. And just put a big smile on our face. I usually put on, when it rains at the boat show, Donny Osmond's version of Laughter in the Rain.
Ah.
Oh, have I dated myself? You don't even know who Donny Osmond is.
No.
And Bruce, she didn't know who Bob Newhart is when I talked about how you also have a show at his inn.
It was just his birthday yesterday.
Oh, how
of course,
old?
He's 94.
God bless. God bless.
So it's kind of understandable, but Google him and you'll, yeah.
But I can't, today somebody was talking about an entertainer I've never heard of. So it's all like, it's all generational and it's all good. When I'm listening to Oscar talk, I'm thinking about how much, and I'm going to say your age and younger, Siobhan, gets disparaged about you don't work hard. You know, you learned all that from your dad. There's a lot of times that, you know, people don't have the opportunity to learn from their families or have mentors in their life. And this is where we can be walking examples or really in a non-arrogant way because we're not the end-all be-all. I look at your generation and younger than you with such promise, especially as being with our interns this summer, your interns, young people. So I'm looking at you to ask you who's your mentor? Personal mentor, professional mentor?
Yeah, I was really lucky coming out of, when I was at M&T, I went through a year-long training program. And after that program ended, you know, I had a family friend who worked in private banking. And she really took me under her wing and, you know, taught me the ropes of banking. Not only just banking and, you know, dressing like a banker, showing up every day, looking the part, but also, you know, sales as well. You know, we were on a sales team and, you know, how important networking is and follow-up. And she really pushed me because that's not something I've had in my skill set growing up. I'm very, you know, analytical, problem solving focused. And, you know, she would tell me, oh, you know, we're going to go to this networking event. I need you to come out with 5 business cards and sort of pushing me to do things that I were out of my comfort zone. So, you know, I really appreciated having that exposure early in my career and, you know, seeing how she interacted with clients. And she had amazing follow-up, keeping up with birthdays and people's, you know, transitions in life, retirements. And, you know, I think that's just such an important aspect of keeping and retaining connections, especially, you know, when you're in a sales and development type role. So,
and I'm sure you're still in touch with her.
Yes. Yeah. I see her every time I go home. So she was super helpful as I, you know, went to do my MBA. She's very supportive and, you know, keeps in touch with as I go through my career, you know, what I'm up to. So,
well, what's her name? We have to give
Patty
her a
Farrell. Yeah. She works for Wilmington Trust.
Yeah. We've got to give her a little shout out there. And you said something just now. Okay. Do bankers dress like Kate Middleton?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I think you have to look the part.
Because you're always channeling Kate.
Yeah, dress for the job you want, so.
Okay. I had to give you a little smile with that one. Any personal mentors?
I feel like, I have a lot of people in my life. It's hard to pick just one. But how about you, Bial? Do you have a personal or a professional mentor?
Yeah, right off the top of my head, I have to say Sister T, my 8th grade teacher. Bruce, you've met Sister T. Siobhan,
yes.
Have you met Sister T?
I have never met Sister T.
Oh, my gosh. How could you have not met Sister T? My 8th grade teacher, best friend. Oscar, you would take off into the sunset with her, friendship-wise. Yeah. I don't want to get your wife upset. And she is just, she's walking kindness and really, really good perspective. But in eighth grade, she talked to us about how there are two ways to be the tallest tree in the forest. And the first way is really easy. You go in and cut down every other tree. So you cut down other restaurant companies, you cut down other boat shows, you cut down other banks, you cut down under other lenders. Now you're the tallest tree, you've cut everyone down. But the other way is just to go out there and be your best you and be kind to your competitors and to be kind to everyone you approach in your life, from the barista at your coffee shop to your hotel, everyone who is greeting you at the front desk or cleaning your rooms. Just be kind to everyone. And you build this forest of support.
Yep.
So when the winds and the rains and the elements come in, you're not standing there like this shivering. You have this wonderful forest. You definitely subscribe to that. Siobhan subscribes to that. Bruce subscribes to that. But there's a lot of people who I still witness in life who are negative and like to cut down their competitors or other people. And it says more about them than it does about you. So you asked me about my mentor. It's kind of like if you ask me how to turn on the VCR, I teach you how to build one. That's what I just did. I couldn't just flat out say Sister T because she's so special. So that would be like one of my personal, and of course, Oscar, I'm going to be right with you, with my mom and dad. And I know Siobhan, your mom and dad too, mm-hmm. are so sacred to you. So you have had, you both are leaders, and there's an, my husband is the sailing coach at St. George's. That's one of his many jobs. And the other day, he made a list for his new, for all the new, the sailing team of how to be in life. And he showed this to me last night. And I'm like, wow, like how they can be successful this year on the sailing team. And it was extraordinarily motivational. And I'm like, John, I love these points. And he opened with this. Leadership has nothing to do with ability. Leadership is an action. And when I was talking a pre-show with this with Siobhan, I'm coming to you next, Oscar, but Siobhan first. I said I wasn't sure that I agreed that leadership has nothing to do with ability. But you kind of analyzed John on that.
Yeah, I mean, I take that to mean that somebody doesn't need to have an innate ability to do something themselves. It really comes down to, you know, the choices that they make and the actions that they do, which would define them as a leader. So I agree with John.
You're agreeing with John.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. And Oscar, leadership as an ability. We've gone through the abilities of your mentors. I'm going to flip this. I'm not going to ask you about your leadership abilities. First, I'm going to ask Siobhan about yours, and then flip it right back. Why do you like working? And I'm going to say with, not for. Our president, Paul O'Reilly, always says, I work with you. You don't work for me. So why do you like working with Oscar?
Yeah, one thing that I noticed is that Oscar's so positive all the time.
I know.
Even keeled. I know I can tend to get riled up about certain things. And you know, I think Oscar just comes in and, you know, tries to get all the facts and, you know, is always upbeat, especially, you know, if things are not going, you know, how we think they should go. So I really admire that quality.
Okay. And you're going to toss one back to Siobhan. Toss a wow.
Yeah, well, I've worked with a lot of folks over the years, and I think I've said this to Siobhan. She's one of the hardest workers that I've worked with. She's always there, stays late, gets the job done. As a matter of fact, we were in Palm Beach, and I know there was a couple of things that had to be done with Encino, the lending platform. And Siobhan, I think, stayed at the show till 4, 5, 6 o'clock, whatever it was. But then I remember seeing an email the next morning that she sent out. I think it was like 1-2 in the morning. So there was some things that had to be done through a deadline, and she was up through the night getting it done. So that right there shows everything about Siobhan. I mean, she's very involved with everything, knows a lot about a lot, and just gets the job done.
Yeah, gets the job done, which is good. Now, we only have a few minutes left, so where can people find you at the show to meet you personally, to say hi?
Yes, so you can meet a member of our team at Lands B2. That'll be our Ocean Point Marine Lending booth. And then if you're outside the show, we'll have a team of Bank Newport employees and volunteers in the Market Square entrance at the show.
And I heard you that Bank Newport is supplying a lot of banana boat sunscreen.
We are, yes.
Yeah. Did I just throw the brand out there?
Hopefully we'll need it, right?
Yes, yeah.
By the way.
But I hope we do need it. If not, we can take some home for another day. Well, I would both say that you are living your ikigai, which is a Japanese word for purpose and la raison d'être. Ikigai is, we were talking about it earlier, is the intersection of what you can be paid for, what the world needs, what you love to do and what you're good at intersect. So if I was going to ask you as we close, advice to your younger self, and I'll go ladies first, advice to your younger self.
So I think that, I tend to get lost in the details a lot of times. So keeping, an eye on the bigger picture and, keep that, not always the details that matter, but the bigger picture.
Keeping your eye on the bigger picture. Yeah. And Oscar?
Yeah, I think I would say this. Starting out younger, I always felt okay. You get a little promotion, you go to the next thing. Then I was always ready for the next thing and ready for the next thing. And sometimes you got to just take a step back, right? Sometimes things take a little bit longer than you would like before you get that promotion or whatever have you. And also sometimes it's a step back before you take two steps forward, right? So I think advice to myself would have been be patient, keep working hard, and things will find a way to make themselves work out.
Yeah, patience. Patience is so important. Yes. Yeah. It is. And we don't have it. A lot of us don't have it. We've got to breathe. That's for sure. So we are going to look forward to welcoming our listeners and our friends to the Newport International Boat Show presented by Bank Newport. It is Thursday, September 14th through Sunday the 17th. 10 to 6 every day, except for Sunday, which is 10 to 5. In Bruce Newberry, you'll be gracing our show as
well. We'll be there again, yes, in the Bolin Broadcasting Live.
Yeah, and the Bolin is one of the places to hang out.
Yes.
We've got plenty of activity going on down there, but there's also 10A and North Commercial Wharf and Perry Mill Wharf. We're landing a helicopter. How fun is that?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And doing lots of fun things only once. It's only going down once.
Oh,
it's
not
going to be helicopter rides.
Well, it is the Newport International Boat Show, so it is just the talk of the sailing world here in the city of Sail. And
yes. You
can't really overstate that. It's really amazing.
So thank you for having us all today, and we will see you again next month. Your someday is now. What are you waiting for?